Are you thinking of buying a property to rent out to others? Well, our guest today is Danielle St. Vincent of RE/MAX DeVord. She's going to discuss the pros and cons of investing in rental property. Welcome, Danielle.
Thank you, Maureen. It's good to be back.
So, Danielle, there are many of us who sometimes think about buying another property and renting it out, but get jittery just thinking about it. I'm sure you have some advice to calm us down.
Well, of course, Maureen. That's what I do. Buying another property is a big investment, and the decision to invest shouldn't be taken lightly. There are so many different opinions on this topic, but it's important to take a look at the particular market you're interested in. So the first thing you must do before you decide to invest is do your research. There's a lot more to rental properties than buying a building and just hanging out the for rent sign. For instance, a duplex is a great investment for first-time buyers, because the mortgage is usually paid by the rental of the second unit. There's a wide range of choices when you're looking for income properties. For example, you can buy a single family home, a multi-family home such as a duplex, a triplex, or an apartment building, a commercial or industrial building that can be rented to business people. You can spend less than $100,000 or invest millions of dollars. The question you need to ask yourself is, will it be worth it?
So then, how do we determine if it would be worth it?
The answer to this question is a tricky one. It can vary depending on a number of factors. For example, how will you finance your purchase? Will you buy the house outright? You will need a 20% down payment on a second home, so you will need a mortgage. Or will you purchase the property with a family member or a partner? Next, how much income can this property generate? What are rents like in the same area? And what are the vacancy rates? Vacancy meaning the availability of empty apartments. The local market conditions will determine the rents you're able to charge, so look for places where the rental income covers the cost of buying the property and paying for it. Also, how much will it cost to maintain this property? You can buy a building that needs a lot of work, or one that is newly renovated and will need minimum repairs. You can buy property that you can manage on your own without extra help. Or, for larger properties, you can hire an on-site superintendent or a property management company. So basically, the three questions to ask yourselves are, how much money do you have to spend or available to mortgage? How much money do you estimate you will make? And how much will this property cost to maintain? Weighing these three factors will help you decide if it is the right time for you to invest.
That's definitely a lot to consider. So say that we have decided that we want to explore that avenue. What would be the rewards?
There are many advantages, of course. The obvious one being that you will be making an investment now that you can also cash in on later with profit. Unlike other investments, there are many options with property. You can sell it if you need equity, leave it to your children or benefactors, rent it for a short term or a long-term contract, or eventually move into it.
That's very true.
There are other benefits too, like you can deduct certain expenses from your income, the revenue, reducing the taxes you will owe from the profit you'll make upon selling the property. These expenses include mortgage interest, vacancy rate, property taxes, insurance, maintenance and upgrades, property management fees, and utility bills if you include them in the rent. Also, losses from your rental property can turn into tax relief. If your expenses exceed your rental income, you can subtract that loss from any other sources of income you have. This could reduce your total tax bill. Next, you will get regular monthly income. Most other investments that offer interest or dividends pays out only once or twice a year. As long as your tenants pay on time, you know exactly what income you will have and when you will receive it. Property values will likely be more stable than the stock market. With stocks, you can buy and sell shares easily and quickly, so share prices can fluctuate very widely. It is not unusual for the share price of a company to change as much as 5% in just one day. Property owners, on the other hand, tend to view real estate as a long-term investment. It takes longer to buy and sell. Even when market condition changes, you don't see the overnight market crashes and massive sells out that you sometimes see in the stock market. So real estate could be considered a safer investment.
Well, those seem to be positive reasons to invest in a rental property, but it still seems risky.
Well, of course, any type of investment is a risky one. You're dealing with changing market conditions that are outside of your control. But on average, it seems that people are comfortable investing in real estate because it's tangible. You can actually see a house and how that it is there and that it will be there many years from now. But just like playing the stock market, there have to be some drawbacks. For example, being a landlord is not for everyone. Rental units need repair, sometimes on an emergency basis. You might find it difficult to keep up. But if you don't want the hassle of dealing with tenants, you could always hire a property manager or a handyman to take care of any small problems that come up. But keep in mind that this will reduce your income from the property. Next, you may have to deal with problem tenants. Working with non-paying tenants can be challenging and stressful, especially if cash flow is tight. Of course, you can screen your tenants, but it's not always easy to tell who may one day fall behind on paying rent, damage property, or cause other problems. So it is an exercise in trust. It can also be hard to finance your purchase. Under Canada's new mortgage rules, your down payment must equal at least 20% when you buy an investment property. And you will have monthly expenses to cover when you own a property. Of course, you expect that the income you receive from your tenants will cover all of this. It may be hard to sell your property later. Real estate is not a liquid investment. That means it could take time to sell depending on market condition. But I must add something here. We in Lennoxville and its surrounding area have a unique opportunity because we are a university town. The university and CJEP provides a steady stream of professors and students who will always be looking for places to live. Many new professors prefer to rent home in the area before actually buying, because they're not familiar with the territory, and as we know, purchasing a house is a huge decision. There's also the great opportunity of purchasing a home for your children, grandchildren, niece or nephew to live in while attending Bishop's University or Champlain College. Once the children finish school, that home could be rented out, occupied by you, or sold, because the market will always be somewhat stable in Lennoxville.
Thank you so much for all this information, Danielle. But before you go, is there any other advice that you could give us to help in our decision of whether or not to plunge into the real estate market?
There is actually. You need to know whether you are going to make a profit or not. So it's important to calculate all of the monthly expenses that you will have. And these include, of course, mortgage payments, taxes, insurance, maintenance costs, energy, if it's included, vacancy rate. Plus, something that a lot of people forget, but one that is extremely important, you have to account for any losses in revenue that might occur. For example, if you can't rent the property for a few months, or if your renter suddenly needs to break the lease, you need to have an emergency fund ready to cover the expenses. That's what we call the vacancy rate. A formula is used by the bank to calculate the amount needed. It can be as low as 1% or as high as 10% of the property value. So for example, if you buy a rental property worth $100,000 and are told that 1% is needed for emergency, then you will need an extra $1,000 to cover an expected expense. So with that said, to determine if the investment is going to be profitable, you add up all the expenses and the amount needed for the emergency fund and subtract this from the amount of rent that you will be collecting. If the number is a positive one, then you know that this could be a good investment. If you get a negative number, then you know that you could end up making a mistake or, in fact, that the price you paid is too high. So the worth is basically whatever revenue, net revenue you're getting from this rental property with the amount you've invested. Let's say you've invested $10,000 to buy the property. If you put your $10,000 in the bank, will you get more money than the extra revenue? That's when the purchase is interesting.
Great. I think you've taken some of the mystery out of investing in real estate. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome, Maureen. I'm glad I could be of help.
Danielle is a real estate agent with RE/MAX DeVord. For more information about this topic or other real estate matters, please give her a call, 819-574-9070, or visit her website at www.dstvincent.com.